Okay, let's go. Things will be easier, blood. So. Okay, so you mean the Mishnah. The Mishnah began with a machloikis, Beshame Besilil. Beshame says you need a lechi and a kaira. Besilil says you need a lechi or a kaira. Right? Then we said, Mishum Rabbi Shmuel, Omer Talmud Echod, that the whole machloikis, Beshame Besilil, was only after Dalar Amis. Below Dalar Amis, everybody agrees lechi or kaira. To which Rabbi Akiva said, no, the machloikis is in both. Which basically means that Rabbi Akiva is the same as the Tanakhama. That's how the Mishnah started, that it's a flat out machloikis. Rabbi Akiva, Hainu Tanakhama. That's the difference. Remember, we had yesterday, Rav Achli said that when a movi gets below Dalat Tfochim, you don't need anything. That's the difference between these two Tanoim. The Tanakamo and Rav Akiva, they both agree that the Machloikes Besham Yisrael goes all the way down. But the point is, where does everything stop? One of them says it stops at Dalat Tfochim, and one of them says it stops at Gimel Tfochim, and we don't know who's who over there. The Lomasaimi. We don't know which is which.
Four is that because is it Pachas Mi'arba or Arba?
I would think it's Pachas Mi'arba.
Is that because Lovud?
No. Gimel is Lovud. It's because that's just not a Pesach. Like Mezuzah, you need Al Tfom. That's Stam Golnish. It's not a Pesach. I tell you, we have a Machloikis Taka had a Paskin. The Rambam says since it comes out as Machlus Tanoim, you have to go to Chumra. So you'll have to have it small at three.
You gotta be skinny.
Right, and the other day you say you go with four. Okay, now we get a little bit easier, Gemara. Tanya Omer Rebbe Akiva. Now, this Talmud in the Mishnah said this in the name of Rebbe Shmuel. That Rebbe Shmuel said the Machlokes was only till Dalat Amos. Okay, says Rebbe Akiva, he never said it. Lo Omer Rebbe Shmuel Dover Zeh, you're making a mistake. Also, Talmud Omer Dover Zeh, meaning, as Rashi puts it, I know Rebbe Shmuel, he could have never said such a thing. It's a mistake. He could have never said it. It was the Talmud. He misheard somehow. But halacha is the Talmud. Now that's a strange statement. Rebbe Akiva is saying, I know Rebbe Shmuel could have never said something that much off the mark, but we hold like the Talmud. Hagufa kasha. Amrit lo om Rebbe Shmuel dover zeh, meaning it's, I know he could have never said it. It doesn't make sense. Like, alma les hilchas gavzeh, I'm going to hold that way. And then he turns around, the Amrit halacha is the Talmud. Of course, he's rejecting it, but he's saying it. Now, here they say Rashi, it's a little bit different. Usually, when we say lechadid bo ha-talmidim, it means somebody, the Rebbe, would say something which is not necessarily true, in order that they should get the arguments back and forth to see how the guys react. Now, that can't be what's going on here because he already rejected it. He clearly said we don't hold like it. Here's a little bit different. He means. Rashi and Tosafot say he means to praise the Talmud. He wanted to make the Talmud feel good. In other words, what would he say? He would say, listen, Rabbi Shmuel never said it, the Talmud made a mistake. That would squash the students. They would be afraid to say anything after that. Meaning, say what you have to say. It's wrong, we'll tell you. But he wanted to encourage them. L'shabeich. Rabbi Yitzchak Omer Nirin Itmar. Meaning, it's a little bit different. They didn't say halach, he didn't go that far. But say, it's somewhat reasonable. We don't hold that way, but it's reasonable. Again, to make the Talmud feel good that they shouldn't in the future be afraid to say what they want to say. Itmar. Rabbi Shmuel Levi. Now, again, what was the statement? I'm going to get to a side point completely. It says, Mishum Rabbi Shmuel Omer Talmud Echot. A Talmud said in the name of Rabbi Shmuel. Says the Gemara, Omer Shmuel Levi, Kol Mokshat Moitse, wherever you'll find that expression, Mishum Rabbi Shmuel Omer Talmud Echot, one Talmud said in the name of Rabbi Shmuel, Lefnei Rebbe Akiva. Again, it's a Talmud said in the name of Rebbe Shmuel in front of Rebbe Akiva. Who is that? Eina El Rebbe Meir. It's going to be Rebbe Meir. Because Rebbe Meir learned by both of these people. So whenever it says, the Talmud said in the name of Rebbe Shmuel in front of Rebbe Akiva, it's Rebbe Meir who learned by both of them. El Rebbe Meir sheshimish es Rebbe Shmuel ve'es Rebbe Akiva. He learned by both of them. Now we'll see, it's going to be a steer. We don't know who did he start by Rebbe Akiva and then move over to Rebbe Shmuel? Did he start? That's going to be a question right now. Desanya. Omer Rebbe Meir. Again, Rebbe Meir is talking. Shehoyisi eitzel Rebbe Shmuel. When I was learning by Rebbe Shmuel, hoyisi matel kankantum l'toich adyoy. I used to put in kankantum to the ink that we use for writing the Sefer Torah. Kankantum is a machlokes Rashi says it's adamant or vitriol. It's some sort of a thing which makes it what do you call it? You're not able to erase it, indelible. He used to put it in. He didn't object. In other words, when I was by him, I was a Talmud Rebbe Shmuel, and I used to use this kankantum, he didn't object. Apparently later he went over to Rebbe Akiva's yeshiva. Osralai, Rabbi Akiva said, no, you're not allowed. We'll come to him why in a second. Let's just get the technical end. So it says here, first he was learning by Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel did not object to the use of kakantum. He then switched yeshivas to Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Akiva said, you're not allowed to use kakantum. Aini, how could it be? I'll show you a double steer. V'homa Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Meshum Rabbi Meir, kishayisi loy mit eitzel Rabbi Akiva, when I was by Rabbi Akiva, hayisi matel kankantum notoch adyoy, v'lo omali dov, he didn't tell me anything. Kishabosi eitzel Rabbi Shmuel, omali b'ni. He objected. Look what he said to him. Mamalachtecha, what's your line of work? Omali lavlo ani, I'm a cipher. Omali b'ni, hevizor bimlachtecha, be very careful. Shemlachtecha omalecha shamayim hi. Shema ato mechaser ois achas, you miss a letter. Omiyater ois achas, you put extra letter. Nim tseis machriv es kol oilam kulo. Says Rashi, how do you have it? He says, Hashem Elakechem MS. You leave out that Aleph, and it says Hashem Elakechem Chas V'Shalom Meis. You destroy the world. Or you add a letter. It says Vayemer Hashem. You put in a vav Vayemru Hashem Chas V'Shalom. Sounds like this too. You got to be careful. Okay. Now Amarti Lo. I answered him. That's a strange answer. What did he tell him? Be very careful. Make sure you don't miss a letter. And when you get an additional letter, you can run into serious trouble here. What did he answer him? Amarti Lo Dovar Echod Yeshli. I have something that I use. Kakantum Shmoi. I put it in the ink. Now, what's that an answer to this question? We'll see in a minute. Omali, he then said, are you allowed to put kankantum into the dioy? Valo omra toiro, v'chosav umocha, by Parsha Soita. Umocha means, he understood, Rabbi Shmuel, that the ink you write a Sefer Torah with must be erasable. So how could you put kankantum in there? K'sav sheyochel limochas. Now, before we get to Akash, we wonder what was the discussion over here. He says to him, "What's your line of work?" He says, "I'm a cipher." He says to him, "Be very careful. You might miss a letter. You might add a letter, and that's trouble." He answers him, "I have kankantum." What's the discussion over here? What's going on over here? Mike Kormale, Mike Kormale. What did he tell him? What did he answer him? Hochi Kormale. Rabbi Shmuel said to him, "What did he say to him?" He said to him, "Be careful, right? Make sure you don't miss a letter. Make sure you don't add a letter." He tells him back, "Lo mi boya, you should know, Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi, listen." You got the wrong guy. Not only am I careful on extra letters and missing letters, lo mi boy bechaseiris will be yaseiris the lo teina that I won't make a mistake. The boki I know my business. Ella, what? You know what might happen? You know how you could come to a mistake? I'm writing, correct? And a fly, you know, didn't have such good air conditioning like we had. The windows were open in summer. A fly comes in. He wrote a dalet, right? What's the difference between a dalet and a resh? This dot of ink on a corner. You take off that dot, you got a resh. A fly will come in, he'll sit down right there, he'll lift off the ink, and my dalet will come a resh. And it's not only, you're telling me, be careful, chaseris and yaseris, don't worry, I'm a boki. But even a thing like that's not going to happen by me. Why? El afilu meichash, to be afraid, lezvuv nami. Dilma osivi yosef atagi the dalet, sit on that corner of the dalet, umochik le, you'll erase it, umashal resh. I don't have to worry about that either, because I use kankantum. My ink is erasable. Or some learn, the Tashanim learns the kankantum had a bad smell, which the bugs chased away the bugs. Whatever, he's careful, no problem. Me, tell me, I have a double kashi here. In the first brisa, you have a double steer. In the first brisa, it said that first he was by Rabbi Shmuel, and Rabbi Shmuel okayed the kankantum. Then he went to Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Akiva said, no kankantum. The second story is the exact opposite. So first of all, it's a steer in the chronology. Did he learn by Rabbi Shmuel first and then Rabbi Akiva? Or did he learn first by Rabbi Akiva and then Rabbi Shmuel? According to the first brisa, it sounds like he started in Rabbi Shmuel's yeshiva, then he went to Rabbi Akiva's yeshiva. In the second brisa, it sounds like he started Rabbi Akiva's yeshiva, and then he went to Rabbi Shmuel's yeshiva. Now you have a steer in din. Who said kankantum was good? Who said kankantum wasn't good? According to the first brisa, Rabbi Shmuel okayed kankantum, and Rabbi Akiva said it's awesome. In the second brisa, Rabbi Akiva okayed it, and Rabbi Shmuel said it's awesome. You got a double steer, a chronological steer and an alpidindika steer. Zog digma kashya shimush ashimush. I mean, who did he learn by first? Rabbi Shmuel or Rabbi Akiva? Kashya osra osra. And he got another steer. The first brisa says Rabbi Akiva asad kankantum, and Rabbi Shmuel matted it. The second brisa, Rabbi Akiva said it's okay, because it's awesome. Zog digma bishlomo shimush ashimush. The chronology problem, like kashya. Why? He started one, went back and forth. Meikoro osra kam Rabbi Akiva. He started off in Rabbi Akiva's yeshiva. He couldn't hack it. Rashi says Rabbi Akiva. Rebbe Akiva hoy chorif tuva. He was very sharp. Reb Meir couldn't make it in that yeshiva. So he started Rabbi Akiva, then he went to Rabbi Shmuel. After he steiged a little by Rabbi Shmuel, he was able to come back to Rabbi Akiva. So that's the answer to the chronology here. Meikor osel kam de Akiva. Midlom osel meikam alibe, he couldn't make it over there. Osel kam de Bishol, went to Bishol. V'gomar gimora. He learned up a lot, he got his rise, he got straight his stuff. Then he was able to go to Rabbi Akiva and learn the lomdus. Let's put it that way. He was ready for Rabbi Akiva. Good. So the chronology doesn't bother us. Itaka was first by Rabbi Akiva, but for a short time he couldn't make it. He went to Rabbi Shulam, but the Gad of Stira, in who holds Kankantum is us. Elo Osra Osra Kashi Kashi. Has no Teretz. We don't know. Seems to we don't have a Stephen the Messiah. Who said what over there? Okay. Now, but whatever, let's call it Rabbi Shmuel. You have Rabbi Shmuel here who said, we'll go with the second version, that you can't use Kankantum in the Sefer Torah. Why? Because he holds you need erasable ink in a Sefer Torah. Let's see what's going on. That's a problem, because why do you need erasable ink? Because it says Umocha by the Parsha Soita. What does that do to the rest of the Torah? Let's see. Tanya Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Omer Rabbi Meir Hoya Omer. Now, Meir himself, you see, he didn't makabel it. Rabbi Shmuel just told him, you can't use the ink. You can't use Kankantum in the whole Sefer Torah. He didn't accept it. Hoya Omer, Lekol Matila Kankantum. You can put Kankantum anywhere. Sefer Torah, Mezuzah, all that stuff. Lotoch Adyoy. Chutz mi Parsha Soita. Except the Parsha Soita in the Chumash, when you write the Parsha Soita, there it has to be erasable. Now, that's also a funny thing. That's not the Parsha Soita you can use for the Soita. When the Soita comes, they write it up and they erase it. He holds, even in the Sefer Torah, obviously he holds that the Parsha Soita written in the Sefer Torah can be used for a Soita. Or does that make sense what he said? Reb Yankiv Omer Mishmo. Reb Yankiv said over a May, Chutzi Parsha Soita Sheba Migdosh. Not the Parsha Soita in the Chumash. The Parsha Soita you're writing for the Soita, obviously you can't use over there. Kankantum, because it says Umoch, you got to erase it. My Benai, what's the difference when it's two Shitas in Reb Meir? Omer Reb Yirmiyah Limchik Lo Minat Torah Ike Benayu. That's the difference. Reb Meir himself apparently holds that you can be Moichek the Parsha Soita in the Torah for the Soita. Meili held it has to be erasable. Reb Yankiv in the name of Reb Meir held that you can't. The Parsha Soita has to be written for the Soita. You can't take out a Sefer Torah and use that Parsha Soita. So therefore the Parsha Soita in the Torah could be erasable. But whatever you see, everybody holds the erasable problem is only in Parsha Soita. What did Rabbi Shmuel mean before? So that was not clear. So Tosafot says either he had some sort of a gzeirah shava. Says v'kosav by soita. It says v'kosav l'chos shira es hashira zoyis at the end. Or maybe it's only a chumrah derabbanan. We're not clear. Where did Rabbi Shmuel get his din that the whole sefer Torah he can't use kankantum? Okay. Now we've set up a machloikis. Though we moved over, we set up a machloikis whether or not you can use the Parsha Soita in the Sefer Torah for a Soita. Says the Gemara, that machloikis is another machloikis we've had already. This, let's say you wrote a Megillah, you wrote a Parsha Soita for a woman, right? Then she says, Tmei Ani. Once she says Tmei Ani, the process stops. We don't do the Ashkobin, we don't do it. What do you do with that Parsha Soita? He says, you can't use it for another Isha. It has to be Lishmo, basically, what it comes down. It's like a get, more or less. Rav Achi bar Yoshia Omar, Megilosa Ksheiru Lahashkis Bosoita Acheris. If you wrote it for Rochel, and she said to Meir, you put it away, you can now use it for Leia. Says the Gemara, Lechur, that's the same Machloikis. We had a Machloikis before, can you use the one in the Sefer Torah? Lechur, that's this Machloikis. According to the Tanakhama, it has to be Lishmo for this woman. If it was written for Rochel, you can't use it for Leia. Means, so you can't use the one in the Sefer Torah. According to Rav Achi, if I wrote it for Rochel, I could use it for Leia. So you should be able to use the one in the Sefer Torah. Says the Gemara, not necessarily is that the same Shiloh. Omer Papa, no. Dilmo, Lohi. It's not comparable. Ad kan lo koma Tanakama, Hosom. Tanakama said you can't use Rochel's for Leia because Rochel's is pinned for Rochel. So you can't use it for Leia. Elakeven the intik l'shum Rochel, it was made for Rochel. Sulahodem intik l'shum Leia can't be made for Leia. Aval gabei Torah the stomo michtevo. Hani hochenami de machkina doesn't necessarily he means the sefer Torah can't be used. He holds it can't be Rochel's for Leia because that becomes Rochel's parsha soita. But the sefer Torah was written with a neutral kavon. It wasn't written for Leia. Maybe they would say it's good. unfakir the other way around. You assumed that Rav Achi bar Yoshe, who holds you can use Rochels for Leah, could certainly use the Sefer Torah. He says no. Omer Rav Nachman bar Yitzchok Dilma Lohi Arkan Lo Kom Rav Achi bar Yoshe Hosom El De Ichtav Mias L'Shem Soita Ba'Olam. He doesn't need Lishma, but it does happen to be written in Lashem Parsha Soita. The Sefer Torah was written Stamazay to be a Sefer Torah, to learn. Bechlal not for Soita. Aval Gabi Torah de l'Islamic Ksiva. Hochenami de loy machkin. Someone says that not necessarily are the two machloikis in Toli Zebozeh. Meantime, though, you have Rav Achi says clearly that you don't need Lishma in Parsha Soita. He says you can write it for Rochel, she backs out, you put it away, you use it for Leah, right? Now what's by a get? Everybody holds by a get, you need Lishmo. You write a get for Rochel, you can't use it for Leah, because of law, Lishmo. Says the Gemara, Rav Achi doesn't hold like that over there. It says he also was a law, the same cheshmo. Valesle Rav Achi bar Yoshe hoditnan, because of get legarish his ishto. He wrote a get for his wife, the Nimlach. He decided not to, you know, he threw out the, you know, he said, okay, I can't. The alimony payments are too high, you know what I mean? He's not giving the get. He puts the get away. Now, it's written out with his name and her name and all that. Comes along a Motzo Ben in the same where they live, comes a guy from that same town. Shimchok Yishmi, your name is the same as mine. Shemishchok Shemishti, your wife's name is the same as mine. I'll use your get. They're going to pay the slave for another $500. I'll use your get. Say the Mishnah, Postle Garishbo. You can't use Rochel's get for Leah, even one man for two of his wives. Look at the whole mission over there, right? So how come Rav Achi doesn't hold from that? We don't know about Schulich on that. So come on, it's a difference. Hochi Ashta Hosam v'Kosav Lo Ksiv Lo Lo Lishmo. The Gemara learns Be'inik Ksiv Lishmo. Fregdi Ba'Yeh B'Hocha V'Osal Lo Ksiv. Says V'Osal Lo, same law. Beinin asiya lishmo. So you should also need lishmo. Asiya didom mechikehi. The asiya doesn't say the cause of law. It says the also law. The asiya has to be lishmo. When you make the mechika, you'll have to make it lishmo. Meaning, even Rav Achi would agree, Lamarshal. You have Rochel, and you actually erased it for her. That one couldn't somehow be reused for somebody else. That you can't. But it's not going on the ksiva. The ksiva yataka don't need lishmo. Okay, I got it. Prepare some vacation. Omer Avacha Bar Chanina. We mentioned Reb Meir. This is a very famous Gemara. Goli v'yadul afnei misha omer v'hoi yoylam. Shem no she'ein b'doira shal Reb Meir kamoisai. There was nobody on his level. Umepnei malo kovu halocha kamoisai. It's not standard halocha k'Reb Meir. Shelo yochlu chaveirov lamor al saif daito. They couldn't understand him completely. You know, he was so up there, he could explain anything. He could explain the right side, and he could explain the not right side perfectly. They couldn't be oimed al daito to figure out how to go laloch with him. He could explain every side and every machloika so perfectly, you know, we didn't know what to do with him.
Didn't we just say he couldn't keep up with Rabbi Akiva's
role? And then he was young, apparently he grew. I'm saying it's an interesting thing. That was when he came as a student. By the time he grew up, he seems to became the biggest man in his generation. It's an interesting thing.
Well, didn't everybody have to be the entire Asheretz?
Now we're getting there. Not everybody. That's talking more. Hold on a minute. We're coming right there. We're coming right now. Shehu Omer al Tomei Tohar. He can tell you something's Tohar. Umar al upon him. Explain it to you perfectly. Al Tohar Tomei. Umar al upon him. So they couldn't paskin like him. They didn't know. It wasn't. Most people, they would explain this side clear and this side wasn't so clear. So obviously the other side is right. He could tell you something that's Tomei's Torah and explain it to you perfectly. So they couldn't deal with him. You know what I mean? They couldn't halacha kamoisa. They couldn't do it. Says Tona lo Reb Meir Shmoi. The truth is his name wasn't Reb Meir. Ela Reb Naharoi Shmoi. His real name was Naharoi. Veloma nikra Shmo Reb Meir. He lit up their eyes in Aloch. And I'm sure it's an interesting thing. You just told me that we can't paskin like Reb Meir. Because it couldn't be Oymed al Daito. So what do you mean, Meir Eini Chachomim Bahaloch? I mean, he wasn't really, if anything, he confused them. They didn't know what to do with him. But explains to them, sure, it's very good. They couldn't paskin him, that's true. Because he could explain each side perfectly. But he opened up their eyes. He opened up the sugi, you know what I mean? There's a certain swarm in Achorayim. You can follow, but Lamaisa, they open up the sugya. You can disagree with them, but they open up the sugya. You know what I mean? They give you all the tzadim, and you figure it out.
So it's just our Mishnah Reb Meir here. It's the same Reb Meir.
Yeah, that's another interesting thing, because I mean, once Rebbe, and apparently Rebbe could figure out which ones we like with him, because in those times we do Paschal, like in fact, mostly do Paschal Stam Mishnah. It's an interesting thing. Oh, now it says, now most people learn this not talking about Reb Meir. Reb Meir is called in the Gemara Reb Meir, and they are saying his name is really Nahoroi. They called him Meir. Then there's somebody else who's called the Gemara Reb Nahoroi. On him, the Gemara is saying also that's not really his name. El Reb Nechemya Shmoy. V'amilah Reb Elezer Ben Aroch Shmoy. V'lo Manikra Shmoy Nahoroi. The same idea. Shemani, or lit up any chachomim ba'aloch. Oh, my Rebbe. Haide mechadad de mechavroi. This that I am sharper than my friends. The chazisel Reb Meir ma'achoyri. I at least saw his back. Did his, when he learned there by him, he used to sit in the row behind him, Rashi says. So he saw him from behind. This that he was exposed to him even in that way made him better than his friends. The ilu chazisa mekame, had I seen him from the front, it would have been yet sharper. Omer Rebbe Bo Rebbe Yechon, Talmud hoyel ol Rebbe Meir, v'sum chishmo, shehoye oimah kol dover v'dover shel tumo, 48 reasons for the tumor. V'alkol dover v'dover shel tayra. Arboim v'shmoinim time et tayra. He can give you 45 shot and why it's this way. Anything you give him, then the right side of it's tumor, he'll explain 48 ways. And I'm sure that was up as 48. Because they say there are nun sharebina. But v'tchasrei matme lekin, 49 were given to Moshe Rabbeinu. Rabbeinu was one off the top. 50 would have put him out of the class of being human. But chasrei ma'at me'elikim. It's going to be a little bit less than elikim. So to Moshe was revealed 49. And nobody could get to Moshe either. He was one step below Moshe Rabbeinu. Okay, now, this is a famous Gemara. Tana, we're thinking about the Guta Talmid. And Talmud vosikoye biyavne, shoy metaris asheres meva chamishim taimim. He can be mitar the sheretz with 150 shtiklach teirah to show you that the sheretz is Torah. Now people usually quote this Gemara saying that he was so sharp he could show you that the sheretz was Torah, which we know it's Torah, obviously, in 150 ways. So he says, so what's the grace of sharp guy? That means wrong. I mean, he said 150 wrong shtiklach teirah. That's a praise on a person? Funny thing to say, you know what I mean? So he said, that's not what it means. It means litaris asheretz of tumas maso. Asheretz has tumas mager. He doesn't have tumas masa. That got 150 pshotim reasons to show you what. That's what we're showing in shvach. He can show you 150 proofs or reasons, whatever you want to call it, why asheretz is tome is tor from tumas masa. Omer Ravina comes Ravina, ani od vatarenu. I'll make a kal v'chomer and I'll show you why asheretz is tor from tumas masa. Uman nochash shememis umar betumo marochash nochash, which kills nochash as a predator, whatever it is, but he kills. He brings tumah to the world. Tor, it's tor. Yeah, at least from tumas masa, the way Tosis learns how we know that itself. And they say Tosis going to sheret she ain memis umar betumo lo kol shekein. They just think of a chaimer there, but he's saying a nochash that brings death to the world. So he's bringing tumah into the world. He's tor. So sherets, most shrotzim don't kill people. They're not that harmful animals. It certainly should be Torah. To which Yigmar says, well, it doesn't ishken kal v'chomer. Maisa koitz ba'al makovin. You said sherets, the nochesh doesn't bring tumah into the world. No, it's the same thing as saying a nochesh like a knife. A knife brings tumah into the world. I mean, it happens to kill. It does a maisa koitz. It sticks people. That's not called it brings tumah into the world. It doesn't do with the tumah. Okay. For 3 years they were arguing. We pass like God. Yotzo Basko, we had this before. The Omro Elu vo Elu Divrei Elikim Chayim. But Halacha, they're both right in that sense. But Halacha Kim Beis Hillel. Frag the Gemara. How come Beisil was tak zoiche talocha ke Beisil? Says the Gemara three reasons. Aluvim means the savlon, impatient people. Noichim, what are they? Noichim, they're restful, the calm people, I guess. They were calm and patient people, tolerant people. Right? What did they go with on Neuchen and Luvim? Easy?
Forbearing.
Okay. Now, number one. V'shoinim divreim v'divrei b'shamay. They would always go over what they said and what Beis Shammai said. Meaning, if Beis Shammai would say a svara, they wouldn't ignore him. They would take what he said and explain why they don't agree. Rashi brings an example. We just not had long ago in Brochus. Right? Beis Shammai said, "Bishochbo ufkumecho." Person in the when he lays down, he has to say, at night you have to say Krishma lying down. In the day, you have to say it standing up. It also says, is that what it means? It means, keri kedarko. It says, blech tabader. I said, "Bishochbo ufkumecho." It means at the time when you get up, the time of Krishma. But you see, they didn't just ignore what Beis Shammai said. Beis Shammai said, at night you have to lay down when you say Krishma. It says B'shochcho. In the morning you have to get up. It says B'kumecha. Beis Shammai still says that's not what it means. However you are, you read, you brought me a pasuk, B'shochcho B'kumecha. That means Zman Shchim and Zman Kima. But you see, they dealt with Beis Shammai's svara. They didn't just, dismiss it offhand. They said something, they dealt with it. That's number two. V'lo'od. They would always put Beis Shammai before themselves. They were humble people. So, don't do us right now. We had in Bruch, we had in Sukkah. He's sitting basically in the Sukkah. Right? He's sitting right here at the edge of his Sukkah. And his Sukkah is actually in the house. So he's basically okay. Because he's taking the food and he's eating it. But we're afraid, Beis Shammai is afraid. He'll be Nimshachacha Shulchono. His food is here, he'll go after his table and wind up eating outside the sukkah. So he made a gzeirah. Beis Shammai poisel, they passed such a sukkah. Beis Hillel machshirim. Omru Beis Hillel le Beis Shammai, lo yikach hoya ma'isah. Wasn't there a story? Shaholchu zikne Beis Shammai v'zikne Beis Hillel. I mean, those who came before, the elders of Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, levakas Rebbi Yochanan ben Achornes, they went to visit Rebbi Yochanan ben Achornes. They found him in such a case. Yoshev, roishev v'ruba v'sukkah, v'shulchonu b'tzoch ha'bayis. And he didn't say anything. Beis Shammai says, in such situations, possible. Beis Hillel says, okay, wasn't there a story when the door before us, the Zikne Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel went, they visited Beis Shammai, he was sitting in such a sukkah, so obviously it's okay. To which Beis Shammai said, you forgot the story. Omer lem Beis Shammai, Mishom Raya, did you bring your Raya? Afheim Omer lo, Enochanami, the Zikne Beis Shammai told him, you're making a mistake. In Kacha Yisra Noyeg lo, ki yamtam it's a sukkah miyomecho. Meantime though, how is it written? When Beis Hillel said over the story, what did they say? How did they prove they were right? That we once went to visit Rabbi Yochanan ben Achornes. How did they say it? Shezikde Beis Shammai vezikde Beis Hillel. They put Zikde Beis Shammai before themselves. When one Achronim points out, I don't remember who, that... Should I get him? Remember who? That Rebbe, the Masada of the Mishnah, he was from Beis Hillel. And he follows this. Every time in the Mishnah you'll see, Beis Shammai comes before Beis Hillel. He's marked them always Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel in the Mishnah. The kids said, there are three reasons why we pasken like Beis Hillel. They were, what was that first word again? Calm, you tell me over there.
Forbearing.
Forbearing is the second one. First one was? Who? Easy, good, very nice. Calm people, quiet, whatever. Also, they always dealt with their opponents' arguments. They didn't dismiss people offhand. They dealt with it. And they were humble in the sense that they always put Beis Shammai in front of them. L'lamedcha, to teach you, shekol ha-mashbil atzmo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Magbiyo. When he puts himself down, he winds up on top. They put Beis Shammai in front of them always, and they come out on top. V'chol ha-magbiyo atzmo, you want to get ahead by pushing yourself up, you're going to wind up down. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mashpilo. Kol ha-machazer ala gedula, whoever's running after COVID or these kind of zachen, gedula barachas, they will run away. Kol ha-boreach min ha-gedula, then gedula machazer ha-sachro. Kol ha-doikech ha-sashur, you push it, you work hard to make a lot of money or to get a great name, you push it when it doesn't go, so the time will push back against you. It's not going to happen. You get pushed away, it looks like it's not going, eventually, after a while, you'll get to a shor matzlachas. Tana Rabbonon, 2.5 years they had this machloikis. Nechleku Beis Shammai Sil, halolo omrim noyach lolodim shalom nivra. We would have better off not getting here. It's a rough life here. Better off being created, this way, or whatever. Nimnu v'gomer, after 2.5 years, they agreed and they decided, probably would have been better off if the whole thing never happened. But lamaisa, achshav that we're here, shenivra, yefashbish b'maisav, ramla yemashbish b'maisav. Once we're here, yefashbish b'maisav means on your past acts. Check them over, make sure everything is good. If there's anything there, say vidin du tshuva. And yemashbish b'maisav, going forward, be careful what you're doing. Schar mitzvah keneged aveira, schar aveira keneged mitzvah. Deal, be careful what's ahead of you. Make good decisions. Hakoyrisha omru. What is it? I can't hear you. Rashi says it's money or gedula, Rashi says. Trying to push yourself ahead. Rashi says, Misyageila hashir ula hiskadl. And it's not going. You know, you run for president 3 times and it doesn't go. You know what I mean? What?
You shouldn't do it.
Yeah, look where he wound up. Okay, HaKaira, we're discussing the Kaira. We know it goes from side to side. How big does the Kaira itself have to be? I mean, it's a beam across. How wide does it have to be? HaKaira she'omu rechova kidei lekabel oriach. Wide enough to sit on it, an oriach. Oriach is a type of brick. Oriach chotzi levein shel shlosha tvachim. The Gemara has different size bricks. A levein is 3 tvachim. Therefore, an oriach is 1.5. So the Gemara says if you have, your Kaira could be 1 tefach. Yekaira could be dial a kosher the tefach, kedei lekabel oriach lerochbo. In other words, you have it going this way, you can sit a 1.5 oriach on this one. He wants to ask if it's 1.5, you should need 1.5. Someone says if a 1 wide beam is enough to hold up a 1.5 brick, you can put something on the side, it'll hold it. Okay. Ubriya kedei lekabel oriach. It's not just the size, it has to be strong enough to hold up the brick. If you make your kaira out of paper, it's not going to go. Even if it's a tefach, because the lice is not going to hold the brick. Now, why it has to be that strong? Why it has to be that wide? Whatever. So Rashi back on Daf Gimel said, because otherwise it's going to be nitla beruach, it'll be blown away. That's why you need it. That's why you need it strong enough. It shouldn't get blown away. Okay. Now Rabbi Yehuda says no, it's just a dimensional thing. It doesn't matter what it's made out of, as long as it has the width of one. Omer Rechova af al pi she'ein bria. Meaning, hoyz shel kash v'shel kanim, it's made out of reeds. So according to us, it wouldn't be good. Even if it's a thick reed like this, it's not going to hold up anything straw. He says it's okay. Rowan also kila matl. Look at it as if it's a metal. Meaning, I don't care about the strength. As long as it looks like something that can hold up an oriach, as that size, you're home free. Akuma. It's twisted, it's bent out of shape, so it won't hold the oriach. That's okay, as long as it has a dimension, even though technically it won't hold it up. Rowan also kilo hipshuta. You can look at it as if it's, in other words, it goes like this, I guess, something like that. You can look at it as if it's straight. Agula, what if it's round? You put across a pole, you know what I mean? Telephone pole's round. It's got your dimension, but it's not going to hold a brick. It's not going to. A telephone probably would, but let's say a thinner one. It's not going to hold on there. Now we don't care. Ron Oskilim Rubas. We look at it. We square it out. Either you can, you'll see. Either actually you can like cut it in half so you have the flat surface, or you can sort of cut it this way and open it up half and half. Now how? But you have to have the dimension of one. So that's the thing. How do you have? When you have a round thing, how do you have one in diameter? So we know it's 3 pi, what do you call it? It's pi d. My Sigma always worked with 3. So a little bit off this point, sad, but that's how they call them. They understand when the diameter is 1, the circumference will be 3. So to assure, that's the one's way, to assure yourself a diameter of 1, which is what you need here, you have to have a circumference of 3. So this point, that's really a drop. More than that, it's a circumference of pi. Kilhum Rubas, Koshi Yesh Bekefo Shloisha Tvach, if it hasn't the circumference 3 Tvachim, Yesh Boy Reichav Tefach.